You're listening to Living with Louie. Well, hello, folks, and welcome to this edition of Living with Louie. I'm Larry Anderson, and I'm your host. And I want to talk about the power that you have by trying to hold on to and keep a positive outlook. I can tell you that I know very well from living with this that when you first find out about it, it's kind of hard to be positive. And I myself have been fortunate enough to have an extremely good therapy team that came in, and I'm not even sure how they got me to buy in, but they got me to buy in to get up and get moving. And we're going to try these larger movement exercises and all these things to help you with your balance. We're going to help you with speech. We're going to help with organization, all these things that they came in and are helping with. We are now a year and a half into working with this therapy team. And I went to see my neurologist, and he certainly knows about the cognitive challenges that that I face. And all of you understand these cognitive challenges. To give you an idea of the things that they have, that right now I happen to be taking for medication, it's kind of minimal. I take some gabapentin, and I take a cripe sakes, this is pretty bad when you can't remember the one medication that that's supposed to help you with your cognitive ability. Nothing like forgetting that. But at any rate, let me be, medication is donepezil, and that's to help me with cognition. And then I take carbidopa levodopa. With being on these three meds and working 5 days a week with my therapy team, there are plenty of times when you don't feel real positive or you don't feel real motivated, and I don't really want to get up and do some of the exercises. But by golly, when they get here, no matter how much I think that I don't want to get up, I force myself to get up. And every time that I do that, I'm taking a step in the right direction of winning as much as I can. And once I get involved in the exercises that they want to do, I start to feel better. And I know that one thing that my neurologist said to me, him and I were discussing the therapy that I get, and we were discussing the therapists themselves, and he went through their clinical notes, because they provide him, they see me 5 days a week. My neurologist right now, we're seeing each other every 6 months. So he relies on them to convey to him what's happening. And he sees the changes that are taking place cognitively, the things that I cannot control, no one can control, because it's the alpha synuclein proteins coming in and invading your brain cells. And unfortunately, there is no cure. There is no no way to combat the deterioration that happens there. But he said to me, he said, you know, I'm really glad to see that you have this fantastic team of therapists. He said, you know, he said, it's pretty simple. He said, the way I put it is this: you lay down, you will lose. If you lay down, you will lose. And I can't help but think that that's quite right. I mean, if you want to lay down and just wallow in the negative parts of this Lewy body disease, and don't try to fight back, you're not going to last very long. And I can tell you that where I was a year and a half ago and where I am now, physically, I'm stronger. I have more confidence in my ability to navigate with minimal mobility aid. I have a much clearer speech. I've made adaptations throughout my home to make it so that I can still function independently. We have learned how to use, out of all things, Amazon Alexa, is all through my home. And if I don't answer my phone, and my wife is wondering what's going on with me, she can actually just drop in and it comes through all the speakers and all the rooms in the house and I can talk to her. So she has her way of checking if I forget to reply to a text or answer the phone. That gives her a little peace of mind when she's going through her day to day. She does worry about what's happening with me here because I'm here at home with my animals, and she can't help but wander. But I try to go for a walk, get out, get some fresh air. Now, when I say go for a walk, it's not like, okay, I'm just going to go for a walk, because walking for me I've had to reprogram the way my brain thinks about the simple act of walking. I have to make sure that my heel is going down first, that I'm staying away from walking up on my toes. My arm swing tends to want to run the opposite of the way it's supposed to. So I have to concentrate on getting the arm swing. And when I'm walking in my neighborhood here, a lot of times I have to stop and make an adjustment to that. I have to stop for a minute and say, okay, hold on. You know, you're not hitting on your heel first. You're getting up on your toes. And I'll just stop, think about it, start back out. But when I start back out, I'm like, heel first, heel first, heel first. And okay, so this is what they've called neuroplasticity, training the brain to take signals from a different area. The brain is an absolutely amazing organ. And had someone told me years ago that you could do this and reprogram things and have new pathways, if you will, of communication opened up, I would have thought that you were probably a little crazy. I don't anymore, because it has been proven to me through working with this therapy team that it is absolutely possible. And it just takes work, and it takes a commitment from me that every time they come here, we're going to participate 100% plus. I have exercises that I do when they're not here, as well as exercises I do when they are here. Usually the ones that I'm doing while they are here are ones that push the outer limits of my balance, and they're there to make sure that I'm not going anywhere. I'm not falling. I'm not going to get hurt. And I have the utmost confidence in them, working with me, to know that I'm not. Now, on the same thing or along that pathway, if there's something particular that's bothering me, sometimes I get really, really stiff muscle rigidity in my lower back area or my shoulders, then we'll work on that. What that that's the problem of the day. That's what we're going to work on. But I think what I'm trying to convey to people is that, yeah, this is a bad diagnosis. It's not anything anybody would have ever wanted. I say I'm sorry a lot to my wife. And my wife said, quit saying I'm sorry. She said, there's nothing that you have to apologize for. You didn't choose this. I didn't choose this. And so therefore we are where we are, and, we're going to make the best of it. And, that's what we do. And, it's not always easy. No, but I try to keep a positive outlook, as much as possible, and try to stay engaged with the things that I know are working. And when you go to see your neurologist and he's like, wow, he could tell that they had taught me how to do different things, you know, as he had me walking. He could see that, there, you know, and he could see where, you know, spatial awareness was problematic for me, and some of the strategies. He really likes a lot of the strategies that the therapy team has come up with to help me compensate for the things that I am losing. And, you know, it's interesting to me because I changed neurologists, because the neurologist that I was seeing, for starters, was, it was a PA, but she and I got to know each other when I had cancer, and the damage from the radiation was causing me some problems neurologically, and she was working with me on that. And then things started to, you know, change and go this way and that way. And she initially thought, okay, I think this could be, you know, as time went on, and at any rate, she thought maybe this is Lewy body. So she had, she ran tests, and, she actually referred the case up to John Hopkins Hospital, which is one of the leaders in the medical field, and they're not far away. So, John Hopkins, they looked at everything, and they concurred that that's what we were dealing with, was this Lewy body. And, you know, things got kind of crazy. And then she decided that my case was getting a little bit more complex than she felt comfortable with. And I didn't feel comfortable with having to drive 3.5 hours over to John Hopkins, especially when John Hopkins, after the diagnosis, basically told me that there's not anything anybody's going to do, other than manage this, as best as possible, because there's no cure and it is a progressive disease. And I've talked about this, I think, from the beginning, this podcast, because I needed a purpose. And obviously there's a need out there for people to understand Lewy body, what it's like to live with this on a day-to-day basis, because it certainly has been well received, in 700 cities and over 30 countries around the world. And, so it really gives me, a good feeling to know that I am helping people, and people are, learning, and I'm sharing. And so it's therapy for me, because first of all, to record this, produce it, and put it out and manage to broadcast it. It takes a little bit, and I struggle with it sometimes, thinking my way through, but we're still making it happen, and I'm happy for that. I try, as I said, to keep as positive of an attitude as I possibly can, and get up every day. And some days, by gosh, getting up out of bed is not the easiest thing. I kind of have a routine where I get up and I'll go and relax and have a cup of coffee. And usually it takes me an hour or so before I'm starting to really feel awake. But then I need to get up and get moving. And if that is just, you know, walking in the kitchen and cooking my breakfast to the best of my ability and sit down and have my breakfast. And then I try to take care of as many things around the house as I can safely. I try to take care of, you know, making sure the kitchen's kind of cleaned up, make sure the laundry's kind of done. Those are things that I can do, and I'm not really a hazard to myself or anyone else. And so I try to get through those things and try to do my exercises and whatever I can do to keep myself moving, keep myself active. After all, I think that it has certainly helped with muscle rigidity. Not saying that I don't have muscle rigidity, but I don't have it anywhere near like I did when we first started into this. And so it has done a number of things to keep me going, keeping me independent in my house, keeping me as safe as possible with minimal mobility aids, and being able to keep going. And I guess I just can't stress enough that please don't lay down. Please don't give up. I would say rather than give up, get up. And if you don't have, if you're not involved in physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and things like that, I would encourage you to do that. I can't tell you how much that has done for me. There's not words to explain it. But I will tell you that it is what has kept me going. I am now 4 years of being home and watching things kind of gradually be taken away. But the same token, I'm still here and I'm up and I'm going and I can be independent still. And I know that there's a lot of people, because I see it, I see a lot of people who struggle to get through. And I would encourage you to try to find someone. I will tell you that the lead on my team actually has a specialty in neurological physical therapy, and I think that is a big plus. She's been learning from me, and I've been learning from her. And then that is, to me, when you're having quality therapy. My meeting with my neurologist, he said, you know, he said, one of the things that sets you aside is that you absolutely know what's going on with you. You've done your homework. You understand this disease. And he said, you also are understanding what strategies you can employ and to kind of combat some of the things that are happening. Me and my wife left this neurology appointment very pleased with the neurologist who spent over an hour with us, and an affirmation, if you will, that the that what I'm doing is the right thing, and that if there's any way to turn back any part of this, this seems to me like this is it. And so I would tell you that try to get up, get going, and find a good therapy team that you can work with and that will listen and help you through the battles that we go through, because they are many. And I even have a social worker counselor who I've spent many hours talking to, and that helps, and it all helps. Every bit of that helps, and I can't stress that enough. So if I can't tell you to do anything, I just say, hey, get up, go outside if you can, get some fresh air, get moving, and fight back against this any way that you can. And you'll find that there are some things that you can win. So keep a positive mental attitude and get up. Don't let Louie win. Show Louie that you're still here and you're still ready to fight.
Please remember, folks, that we are 100% voluntarily funded by our listeners. So please go to the link at the bottom of your favorite podcast provider, and you'll find a link there that says support the show, or you can find us on GoFundMe under Living with Louie Podcast. And every dollar counts, and every dollar helps. So please take a minute and go in and support the show. We certainly would appreciate it. The only thing we try to do is cover our operating costs and equipment maintenance costs. So we thank you and have a great day.
We'd like to thank you for joining us for this edition of Living with Louie.